Track 7, London Landmarks. We now have our second guest, Alison Steadman. She has provided another in the fascinating series of accounts of London landmarks. And this time, we're going to join her in a visit to St. James's Park.
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London so. Maybe it's because I'm...
Hello, my name is Alison Steadman and I'm an actress. And I'm here today to introduce you to one of my favourite London parks, St. James's Park. St. James's Park is right in the middle of London, but I only became familiar with it about 15 years ago when a friend of mine, who knew that I was interested in birds, told me there was a colony of pelicans there. Now, I was pretty certain that pelicans are not native to the British Isles. They're more usually found in Eastern Europe and America. But I was so intrigued that I went to have a look. And yes, sure enough, there they were, sunning themselves on the rocks in the lake with their huge wings stretched out to dry like cormorants. Apparently, the originals were a gift from a Russian ambassador in the 17th century, and there have been pelicans in the park ever since. At the top of Whitehall, just before you reach Trafalgar Square, there's a high stone arch on your left, Admiralty Arch. Walk through it, and you'll find a very wide straight road ahead of you. This is the Mall. It's lined with trees and flagpoles, and the surface of the road is red, which is very appropriate, as it's the ceremonial approach to Buckingham Palace. There are some really handsome buildings here. Immediately on your right is a Regency Terrace, designed by John Nash. And then some royal homes. St. James's Palace, a luxury hunting lodge, built by Henry VIII, and Clarence House, now the official London residence of the Prince of Wales. St. James's Park is on the left and covers 58 acres, with ancient trees, a lake, meandering paths, and in the spring, daffodils springing up through the grass. It's the oldest of the royal parks and is often used for state occasions. Kings and queens really have been involved in its development, ever since 1532, when Henry VIII acquired the site for a deer park. In those days, it was private and had a high brick wall round it. Later, James I introduced birds and animals, and during the reign of Charles II, it became the royal family's private leisure garden. Charles was influenced by the design of formal French gardens, and he had it landscaped, with tree-lined avenues and a long canal running down the centre, where he swam in summer and skated in winter. This was when the pelicans arrived, a gift from the Russian ambassador, as well as two gondolas donated by the Doge of Venice. The road to the south of the park, known as Birdcage Walk, takes its name from an aviary for exotic birds which once stood there. Charles later opened the park for the fashionable to promenade and occasionally went out to feed the ducks and meet his subjects. The present park is more naturalistic, with a curving lake and a rolling landscape, and was created by John Nash for George IV. Once I had discovered St. James's Park, I became very fond of it. If I'm working close by, it's lovely to sit in the park during a break from rehearsals. It's like a little nature reserve. As well as the pelicans, there are white and black swans and a whole variety of ducks, geese and other waterfowl. The lake has two small islands, West Island close to Buckingham Palace and Duck Island at the other end of the park, near the Foreign Office and Horse Guards Parade. The wildlife is very tame and popular with children. The cheeky squirrels will come right up to you and eat out of your hand. Many people spend their lunch hours here or bring a picnic, so that for the ducks and birds there's always a plentiful supply of crumbs available. You might also catch the pelicans being fed fresh fish in the afternoon. It's possible to walk around the lake and finish up where you started, so let's assume you'd like to find the pelicans on the way. After you come through Admiralty Arch, take the path on the left that leads down towards the edge of the lake. Skirt round to the left and on your right is Duck Island, which was built as a sanctuary for the waterfowl to roost. Opposite the island is a quaint little one-story house, like a Swiss chalet, with a vegetable garden and a red-tiled roof. It was built by the Ornithological Society for the birdkeeper. Duck Island Cottage straddles the water and forms a little bridge, which gives access to the island. To the left of Duck Island, there are large rocks in the water, and this is where the pelicans are most likely to be found, basking in the sun, although they do wander all over the park, sometimes even sitting next to visitors on the benches that surround the lake. They look quite comical, like large white ducks, but with a curving neck and a long orange bill, with a pouch attached for scooping fish out of the water. An American newspaper editor, Dixon Lanier Merritt, once wrote a silly verse about them, though it's often attributed to Ogden Nash. "A curious bird is the pelican. Its beak can hold more than its belly can. It can hold in its beak enough food for a week. I wonder just how the hell it can." Now, keeping the lake on your right, head towards Buckingham Palace. Halfway along is a path which crosses a blue bridge, linking Birdcage Walk at one end with Marlborough Gate at the other. The huge black and gold gates open onto the Mall. When you reach the far end of the park, you might catch the changing of the guard outside the palace. It happens at 11:30 in the morning, though do check in advance. And to get a good position, you'll need to be there much earlier. It'll be very crowded, but even if you can't get close to the palace gates, you'll be able to hear the band and the sound of marching feet as the soldiers approach down the Mall. Now, with the lake on your right, walk back towards Horse Guards Parade. Here the lawns slope down towards the water, and as this side faces south, it's a popular place for Londoners and visitors in the summer. You can sit on the grass or rent a deck chair. Most of the lake has a low fence around it, but heading back towards Duck Island, there's an area where you can get close enough to feed the ducks. There are also panels here with information about some of the different species of ducks bobbing and diving in front of you. You'll probably need some refreshment yourself by now, and just a bit further on, there's a cafe on the left, set back into the slope. If the tables on the terrace are too crowded, there are more seats and tables up on the roof, overlooking the fountain in the lake, which shoots 15 feet into the air and helps to oxygenate the water. At this end of the park is Horse Guards Parade, once Henry VIII's tilting ground, and now where the annual Trooping of the Colour takes place. The park is also a host venue for the 2012 London Olympics, so do come and visit my favourite London park.
I'm told a pelican can eat a whale, like Helican.